Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
There are all kinds of things going on. Don't miss a minute of The Fan. With the latest breaking news during your workday, or if you're out on the go, you can stream us at 92.3thefan.com or on your phone with the free Odyssey app.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Just kind of talking a little bit about the two minute report that came out after the Cavs lost 120-119. First one to 120 in the series gets the win. I was saying this last week, and that's kind of the way it's played out twice now for the Pacers. So, we'll see if the Cavaliers can rebound and at least get this thing to 2-1 and then make it into a series if they can come back in Game 3. But it's in Indianapolis. They've got their work cut out for them. But, you know, I got to be honest, I thought there was a part of me in Game 2, Jeff, going into it, and we had talked before that I thought the Cavs were going to get blown out in Game 2 because of all the injuries.
I thought they were going to win.
Yeah.
I told you, I thought they would win regardless.
Wrong. Yeah, we were both wrong in this thing. So,
yep. Honestly, Andy, I thought they were going to win. Going into the game, all game long, I told Tom yesterday, I said, I thought they were going to win it until they didn't. Mm. And one shot did it.
And when they were up 20, I kept going, man, I can't believe Jeff was this right. I didn't see this coming. I didn't expect
they
this.
They played their buns off. But they were really good.
We also went back, and that one thought throughout the game was, who has the best player? And for the majority of it was Donovan Mitchell.
Without question.
But at the end, it was Halliburton who came up with the big plays. And, you know, for anybody that maybe the worst thing that when we go back and look at this was – the overrated story about him in The Athletic, that might turn out to be the worst thing for Milwaukee, us, and whoever comes out of the other series now. Because he might be inspired and playing at a level where maybe he didn't even think he could play at because he has come up with just gigantic plays in the first two games. Yeah.
Oh, he's big time.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not doing anything I don't think that folks didn't expect he was capable of.
No, I'm just saying,
he's
though.
He's really good.
But when you have a player that good who's also – motivated beyond how good he really is. I mean, it's like, oh, wow. And he stuck it to us, you know? So that's the way it kind of plays out. Let's take some phone calls. Kevin is in Cuyahoga Falls. Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Kevin.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good. How are you? How are you feeling?
Oh, well, a little depressed, obviously. Our Cavs took it on the chin twice, so that was not fun to watch. So, but, you know, I want to add to the conversation of, you know, which I haven't really heard a lot of people talking about. Have we all forgotten that this same Indiana Pacers team was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year? I mean,
and beat Milwaukee and New York to get there.
And not only that, Jeff, a couple of those games against New York, they literally thumped them hard. I mean, they manhandled New York. So, I mean, they proved, this team has proven last year, and they're proving again this year. Come the playoffs, these Pacers First of all five guys play at 100% every second of the game. No one takes a playoff ever, and they come and they play hard and they play physical, and that's their style of play, and it's basically, we're coming to beat you. And the other thing they've shown, not only last year in the playoffs, but this year, even when they get down, you know, we've had them, as we all seen, we've had them down 20 points. Doesn't even faze them. I mean, you can just tell the swagger and the confidence they have. They just know they're going to come back and win the game. So I just think this is more of a maybe our miss in overlooking these guys. I think last year they proved they're a legit team that should be taken seriously. And clearly in this series, they're proving they belong on the court, and they are definitely a team to be taken very seriously.
Fans may have overlooked Indiana. You can be sure the team didn't, Kevin. They know. Indiana is very talented. They're very good. You can be sure they didn't.
Andy, I got to tell you, I do have that pit in the bottom of my stomach, especially if Hunter and Mobley are out. Yeah, I am worried about a sweep. I really am. I just don't know how we can get past them with those two on the bench. If they don't get out there and play defensively and offensively, I just don't. We can't be jacking threes up all day, and we're not going to win with Mitchell shooting 40 times a game. I don't see that being the formula to get past Indiana. If that's
Funny, Kevin. I don't want to live in the moment because, like, I had a pit in my stomach all day before game two. I was worried about it there, too. And I keep thinking, you know, when you're living in the moment and how things are playing, look, Indiana's done this not only against Cavaliers. They did this against Milwaukee, too. They have these big comebacks at the end of the game. And so now you start thinking about that. And now the other thing that comes into play is everything you thought about Miami dying after game two, especially – you're praying that doesn't happen to the Cavaliers in the next two games. I don't think it will. I think they'll be more competitive than Miami was. Whether that means they win or lose or not doesn't matter. But I know it's just the lack of competitive play from Miami did not help the Cavaliers at all. At all.
Yes.
Because the Pacers were playoff ready, and I don't think the Cavs were coming into this series. Kev, thank you. Appreciate it. Bill is in Parma. Hi, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning. Great program.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, another program to watch is Wanted Dead or Alive with Steve McQueen. You just can't go wrong with that.
All right, I've got to dig it up. I'll look.
Yeah.
And, thank you, Bill.
But here's what I've always wondered about a little bit with injuries, and that is that the idea is they can play or they can't play right now. And with an ankle or a sprained thumb or whatever – you can't tell me for one play at the end of the game you could not have used somebody like Mobley to block out or to get a rebound on a free throw that you would need. Or let's say there was a pass in that you needed to throw over the top of somebody. I don't understand why they don't dress these guys out. They're on the bench. They can walk on the court. I'm not asking for them to run a mile. But you can use these guys at some level, and I never understood that. If you could explain that to me, I'd like to know. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill, that's a fine question. I thought it was really interesting. Sam Amico is going to join us coming up at 11:20 from HoopsWire.com. Sam, I was talking to Sam last night, and he said something about Ron Harper. Ron Harper, the former Cav up there on the Twitter, or X, said, He tweeted this out. I'm sorry, but down one and you have three of your best players sit out. I don't understand today's players. Please help me, because in no way I'm missing a playoff game down one at home. Tell me your thoughts. Now, is that old school thinking? Yeah. Is it also, Andy, legit thinking?
I mean, I don't know.
Bill's point is really interesting. Except if, and here's the point, Bill. We don't know the severity of the injury. You're not allowed to say, you know, you can't say, you know, Evan tweaked his ankle, he rolled his ankle, whatever he did to
his
ankle.
Could be worse. I mean, you never know.
You never know. And if he's even guarding the inbound pass or something like that, if he's jumping and does something more to the ankle, I understand your point completely, Bill. I understand, and I agree with most of it. But I just know pro athletes. If they can go, they're going to go. And I understand what Ron said, because that was kind of a different era. But, Andy, like DeAndre Hunter. If he doesn't have a thumb on his shooting hand, can he be effective enough to go help you play defense or something? I don't know. If Evan can't get up and down the floor, does he help you at all? Sam pointed out last night, he said, remember when Isaiah Thomas, they just taped the thing like crazy and he went out and played and won a playoff game? Yeah. Those things happen. You know, if Darius can't push off on his big toe, well, he doesn't do you any good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I screwed up my ankle 2 months ago. Something, I don't know what I did. But, you know, I was feeling better. Well, I don't know what I did yesterday, but I woke up this morning and could barely walk. I'm limping around in here today. If his injury is something similar to that, well, he's not going to do his team any good. But I think the inclination for all of us is to say, tape it up, take a shot, go play. And I, Andy, I get that. I understand that. And don't you think they almost have to in game three?
Yeah, I, your season is on the brink, man. You're 3-0, you're done. I mean, there's no question. So it's like, and by the way, being down 0-2 right now makes me feel like they're just right there on the verge of done.
They don't win tomorrow night, they're done.
Yeah, I mean, is it fair?
No team's ever been down 3-0 and come back.
I don't know if it's fair to say that today's player is softer.
I don't know if that's fair either.
And I don't know. And maybe today, you know, in some ways you may want to say today's player is smarter. I do know.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You know, in my world, what the conversations I have, right? And what do you want to take a guess at what the question is that I hear more often than any, just because of the people that I'm around all the time? And I know you're going to make fun of me.
Can I have $5?
No, I don't normally ask for five. I'm asking big. So a 10, at least 10 or 650. No, it's the old, like I keep saying to myself, and I talk to other people about, I don't think the players that I watched growing up would have sat out on some of these injuries. I'm not saying that the guys that we have sitting out right now shouldn't be sitting out. I don't. Excuse me.
We don't know what their condition is. Honestly, you just don't know.
But the major conversation I get, and this is from non-hockey players too. It's like, do you think a hockey player would miss an NHL Stanley Cup game if they had a toe situation, or they had an ankle situation, or they had? And like everybody I look at says no, but then again, most of those people are hockey or hockey related in some ways. But it's not that. It's football guys too that I'll say something. They'll be like, man, I don't know how these guys are missing that, but we just don't know. We don't know how bad these injuries are.
No.
And like if Evan Mobley's got something more severe than what we think, what if it's fractured? What if it's cracked? What if something's going on in there that if he takes a hard basketball move that he's done? You know, it's not worth it. I know it was a great regular season, but do we really want to get to that point? And you know that I don't know. You think about Jack O'Callaghan, who was on that 80 Olympic hockey team. That if you ever saw the movie, he got called out because he had a knee injury that had hurt before, and the doctors were like, "There is no way he's getting back on the ice." And Kurt Russell plays that part so well, and he starts screaming at him in the locker room. It's just saying, you know, hey, you know, if you got a bruise on your knee. Well, it was way more than that. And he aggravated him so much that he got the adrenaline flow. He ends up going back out there. And you watch those scenes that are Hollywood. I just don't know, man. I just don't know. All right, we'll take more of your phone calls on this. And the situation that the Cavaliers are in, they're down 0-2. And we all thought that this thing was going to be Cavs-Boston Eastern Conference Finals. Guess what? The Celtics aren't living up to their end of the bargain either. 216-474-0092, Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.